George, this is Bruce. I'm calling from River Beach, Hawaii.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I purchased one of Stephen Gibbs' hyperdimensional resonators.
Oh, you did?
Yes. This was in 1998, sometime in September, because I have to wait for the machine 6 months after the fact that I received it. And I experimented a couple times. I have a journal. In fact, I wrote a 2-3-page journal in my log on the time travel. But I'm not sure if I time traveled because I saw more like images, like watching a television screen.
Okay.
And it wasn't clear. It was more like blurry images.
Was it more mental than physical?
It was like a astral time travel, more like spiritual.
All right.
But the machine works in some ways.
And how does it work physically? Do you hook it up to your head? What do you do with it?
Yeah, you put the time coils around your head. And
okay.
It's hooked up to a 110 outlet to your house or wherever you're at.
I'm not sure I'd plug an outlet in and put it on my head.
Well, no, it's connected to the hyperdimensional resonator, and the coil is connected to the hyperdimensional resonator, and you put the time coils around your head, and you put this electromagnet towards your solar plex, and you put it on for a period of 3 minutes. At the same time, you're rubbing the rubbing plate until you get a stick on the rubbing plate on the machine. At the same time, you're turning the dials to have the frequency or the number itself. And at the same time, you're concentrating on where you want to go or what you want to see. So when that sticks, you probably, after a few minutes, you turn it off, then you go someplace in a quiet corner someplace, and then you just lay down, and all of a sudden you have this little energy or white light comes up above you. And I'm not sure if the surroundings are the same or might have different surroundings, depending on where you're going. But it has some kind of astral effect to it because when you wake up, you feel kind of like lightheaded or something because of, I guess, some of the electromagnet. But I tried it a couple times, and I got the same results because maybe I'm not sure if I'm doing it right or I'm doing it somewhat, but more in a different way. But I kept in contact with Stephen Gibbs from time to time.
Yeah,
and
I like that, from time to time.
Right, from time to time.
Well, would you pay $700 again for something like that?
Well, when I bought the machine, it was like $325 at the time.
Oh, now it's up to $700.
Oh, well, I don't think now, but I still have it. And he sent me, I have 5 different reports of how to construct other time machines. And I have a schematic of how to build a time portal. You can build it in front of your backyard or wherever.
Are you going to do it?
Well, my wife don't want me to do it because she's afraid that if I does build something like that, I might bring in spirits from the other side.
Well, it all depends, I guess. You know, if you're creating a portal, mm-hmm. it depends if it's going into another time warp or whether it's going into wherever these spirits may be. Mm-hmm. And they may be all in one and the same.
The way this thing works, if you're like, I'm in Hawaii, right? So if I was going to time travel, it'd be Hawaiian time,
right?
Like a Hawaiian history, depending on what state you're in.
And exactly what time is it there right now?
The time over here is about 10:30.
10:30 at night on Friday night, right?
Right.
Okay. Thanks for that.